four Ghanaians, including a woman, have received scholarships under the Chevening British Scheme to further their education in the UK. The scholarship is sponsored by the British High Commission and is for a period of 1 year. It is aimed at giving Ghanaian leaders the chance to experience the educational system in the UK. Georgette Cole has filed this report.
Globally, nearly 1,000 scholars receive award under the Chevening program each year to study postgraduate and research courses at the higher educational institutions in the UK. The program provides about 200 fellowship places on a tailored May 12 week courses for mid-career professionals who are active in their fields. The British High Commissioner to Ghana, Peter Jones, said, since the inception of the program, about 222 Ghanaians have benefited from the program. He explained that this year, the scheme focused on economic development and investment promotion, security and conflict resolutions, as well as oil and gas. He said this year's award is valued at 100,500 euros and covers monthly stipend, travel costs, arrival and warm clothing allowance, departure and excess baggage allowance, and academic fees. Mr. Jones reminded the scholars of their commitment to return and contribute towards Ghana's socio-economic development. Atu Eminsa Wilson is a civil engineer with BOST, an oil and gas company, and tells Radio Ghana how he entered the program.
I saw an advert in the Daily Graphic somewhere in May, which was requesting Ghanaians who live in Ghana to apply for the Chevening Scholarship. The criteria is that you should have a first-class degree or a second-class upper, and then also you should be involved in particular areas of study, or you'll be working in a particular area. One field was the oil and gas sector. There's also the entrepreneurship. There's also the legal sector. And then I think security area. I work with a government institution called BOST. I'm in the oil and gas sector. And my profile fits into exactly what they were requiring. I also had a second class upper degree from Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. So I put in my application in May. And then in June, I was called that I'd been shortlisted for an interview. So I went for the interview. It was a series of interviews. And after going through all of them, I was selected as one of the recipients. And this scholarship is a master's program in the UK. It's a one-year program which is totally funded by the British government. They pay your tuition fees. They pay for your accommodation. They pay for your living expenses. They pay for your traveling from Ghana and your return. In fact, they basically take care of everything. And it's geared towards the development of Ghana. So scholars are supposed to go study, learn new experiences, and then bring it back to Ghana to support in the development of Ghana.
Mr. Emisa Wilson said his course of study is most critical as the country strives to develop internationally trained persons to manage its new oil wealth. He thanked the British High Commission for the opportunity which has made it necessary for Ghanaians to realize their dreams.
Georgette Cole reporting.